got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
All right, so Vivek is like galvanizing a bunch of Republicans.
Yeah, they still gonna vote for Trump, man.
I'm just saying he's on CNN's radar.
Yeah, he's on a lot of people's radar because if Trump goes to jail, he might be the nominee.
Trump ain't going to jail, man.
You never know; they might plant some on him. You know how those Democrats roll? They cheat, lie, and steal. They're gonna throw about 2 kilos in his limo one day. Say Trump is a drug dealer. Everybody's gonna believe him. Trump is a kingpin of cocaine.
They gonna do that. You know what they gonna do?
What?
They gonna get some AI. They gonna get some fuck tapes together. They gonna have Trump banging a train.
I still think everybody gonna vote for him. That's okay, Trump. I like trainings too.
If you like them, I love them. Hey, but let's get serious on this. So, Vivek is on CNN's radar, and Van Jones. I don't know how anybody takes this dude serious.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Listen, what he had to say about Vivek.
Well, this is a typical black dude. This is a typical black Democrat voter.
Well, no, he's actually well spoken. The typical black voter sounds like a moron.
Well, that's true too. But he's the typical black. That's how
the typical mindset perspective.
Typical black voter that can barely put a sentence together. But, you know, he's one of the black people that can actually speak and put, you know, I shouldn't have said that.
All right, let's go to the video.
I should take that back on.
That's dangerous. That's dangerous. And the smug, condescending way that he just spews this poison out is very, very dangerous because he won't stop Trump, but he's going to outlive Trump by about 50 years. And you're watching the rise of an American demagogue that is a very, very despicable person.
Yeah.
And I was shaking listening to him talk because a lot of people don't know that is one step away from Nazi propaganda coming out of his mouth.
He said he was shaking. Hey, Kev, this is shaking. He's like this.
Hey, you a damn fool. What's his name again?
It's Van Jones.
Damn Van Jones.
You got a good white man's name, and you out here acting like some dumb...
Don't say it. Yeah, that's a good name for a clothing line. A white man's clothing line. People buy it, too.
Van Jones.
What white clothing lines you got? You got Dookie Gabbana, what's it called? Dookie Gabbana?
Douche? It's like you said Dookie Gabbana. Hey, whatever, Kevin.
Whatever.
But Vivek hears about this, and this is what Vivek has to say about what he said. Vivek, man.
We got to open our eyes to see that disease of dishonesty. The same government that has lied to us about not only what happened on 9/11, but the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, about the basis for the 2008 bailouts and the financial crisis, about the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that never was, about the Hunter Biden laptop story, which we absolutely know to be true, about exactly what happened on January 6th, to the origin of COVID-19, to the Nashville transgender shooter manifesto, to how our own money is being spent in Ukraine today. We demand a government that tells us the truth again in this country. That's what we require. We can handle the truth. That's what it means to be a citizen of this country. So I say that on that last debate stage to a bunch of Republicans that are shaking in their boots. These are the things you're not supposed to say in the Republican Party even today. And then you get the mainstream media. You got this character, Van Jones, on CNN afterwards saying, this is the rise of an American demagogue who's going to live 50 years longer than Trump. This is dangerous. I am shaking. That's what he says. Just shut the fuck up. At a certain point, just shut the fuck up. Van Jones at CNN.
Bang, Bang Jones, you a damn fool, man.
You a clown, man. You shaking, dude. Like a damn chihuahua.
Why is it every time when Republicans express some opinions about something is dangerous. Just a couple steps away from Hitler. Stupid, man. Y'all sensationalized. Just stupid.
Man, what did Hitler do?
Everybody knows, man. You ain't got
to
bring that up.
That dude was trying to invade and take over the entire globe.
Yeah, tried to.
He rounded up a bunch of Jews. I mean, this dude did horrible stuff.
He was going to exterminate the Jews. He was, and you know who's next on this list?
Us.
Negroes.
Because we just as bad. It's probably worse. We should have been number one on the list.
Man, shut up, man.
It's a joke. It's a horrible joke, but it's a joke.
Yeah,
I can say that. You know why? Because I'm black. I didn't make up the rules. Democrats did. So I'm just taking full advantage of it. Black people can get away with murder. Oh, he's just a Negro. he can't do much better. He can't even fight. He can't even go out and get a driver's license so he can vote somewhere.
Can't use a computer. Can't wear his pants right. Can't pay his bills on time. He's nothing but a Negro. He can't help himself.
Hey, yeah, man, I actually love Vivek, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if Trump goes to jail, man, he's going to be the next president.
Man, and that dude's, his hairline.
Yeah, it's president.
Like, Trump's got a crazy hairline, he's got a crazy hairline. Every time you come across somebody with a crazy hairline.
Yeah. See, Biden, man. He got a crazy hairline. He's got that crazy neck hair.
You know when you get old, that neck hair, for some reason, they don't fade it down. They let that neck hair just hang out. I hate that about them old people walking out there, all that neck hair just hanging.
Trump's got a nice hairline, though.
No, his hangs down.
Trump got that nice comb over.
Yeah, but his hair in the back of his neck, it just hangs down.
Who, Biden?
Trump. Trump's got a good back here. Trump, it just lays down. Biden, it's just like, looks like a Chucky doll in the back. Looks horrible.
Yeah, that F.A. Jones, man, you sensationalized, you misrepresented. Everything that came out of your mouth was an illogical fallacy.
Yeah.
You should be fired, but they won't because you're black.
Hey, what does Vivek have in common with Hitler?
Yeah, he's brown.
He doesn't
Hitler
even meet
was white.
Yeah, he doesn't even meet the qualifications to be a Nazi.
Yeah.
Vivek, he's dark skin.
Exterminate anybody? Nope. Yeah. Hitler did.
He's dark skin, and look at his hairline. That is not white supremacy right there.
That's Indian supremacy. That was stupid.
That was a damn good show, though. Damn good show.
I think the white supremacist is going to like that one.
Hey, we got a new giveaway going.
Especially
shut up.
That Jew joke.
That F3, we give away F-350 and $10,000 in cash. To enter the win, go to officialhorsetwins.com. Anything you buy on the site, it gets you automatically. Enter the win.
Why are you being stupid, man?
Yeah.